The Western Bulldogs. We might start with them because Brian's texting from Dramana. Kingy, you've been into the Dogs for a month now. What you say after yesterday's performance, and the Dogs now rated number one defence for one-on-one since round eight, number one defence in comp for points against, and two biggest forward lines in the comp have been well beaten by the Doggies. Brian's up and about down there on the peninsula.
Yeah, and rightly so. Look, we've been questioning the drop-off in clearance and contested possession numbers, given that the midfield is the Dogs' strength. You need to dominate that area to do all the things you just mentioned, to be able to give your back six a chance to make sure that it's ugly going forward or going forward very rarely for the opposition. So spot on, said last night on first crack. You know, they had plus 30 contested possessions against the Eagles and plus 15 clearances. You know, that's against Nick Nat and crew. So it's an amazing stat, but the stat's just the number. The way they did it was brutal, was pure, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The handball game looked fantastic.
Gee, they hunted them. I know there was no one at Optus Stadium after one COVID case in Perth, but they hunted them to all corners of that ground. Does the Bont play a bad game? Another three, another stack of possession, a mortgage on the Brownlow, effectively, at the moment.
I'll tell you what, what about his right-hand man, McRae?
Yeah.
He still gets votes yesterday.
To think that Dunkley, Treloar need to come back into that side as well. They got another injury yesterday as well. Was it Ryan Gardner's done his
That looked bad,
maybe an AC or a collarbone or something, so that hurts. But Aaron Norton, 9 marks, 5 contested, 4 goals. Some doubt on him going into the game, but he was magnificent. The inside 50s were 60-38. They just outworked them.
So just to talk about the Dogs, I don't know what happens this year. No one knows what's going to happen this year. We've got 4 or 5 really good sides. So it's a bit of a raffle, and we don't know how the year's going to finish off with the potential for footy frenzy and those sorts of things. But the Dogs going forward, so get to the end of this year and they pick up Sam Darcy, who kicked, I think, 6 goals in the...
Vic Metro, yep, their trial match against Vic Country on Sunday. So he kicked 6, and now people are saying he could be, by the end of the year, the number one selection.
Yeah, well, let's just say he's in the top 10. Doesn't matter what number he is.
Yep.
He's a bona fide AFL player. So they've already got last year's Christmas present they haven't unwrapped yet in Jamar Ugalhagen, and they've got Norton at 21 years of age.
Norton's a baby. English is young.
He looked like Wayne Carey yesterday. He took 9 marks, 5 contested, 6 inside.
How old's the Bont? 25.
Bont's 25.
McRae
and Hunter and 26.
Yep. You're talking dynasty.
Well, I think so. I mean, you look at the list build, they're going to have the ability now to get the steak knife type player. You know, Brian Lake's a steak knife, but they paid a second round pick for Brian Lake, the Hawks. And it was the one piece they needed to finish off the rest. I think at the end of the year, the Dogs are going to be in that position.